It's time for Movies with Michael. We're joined by Michael Jones for a fantastic review for what I'm sure, Michael, is a fantastic film. Am I right?
Hi, Jared. Are you ready to set a course for adventure?
Yes, always.
Well, you might have to go and see a film other than this one. But first of all, before I start, I just wanted to alert listeners to a mistake I made last week. Liam Neeson will not be starring in the next Flying High. He'll be in a Naked Gun reboot. I just wanted to clear that up. I had some feedback. Anyway, let's move on to this film. Did you ever play video games or do you play them?
I did, but not this type. None of the first-person shooters or anything. It was just like FIFA and skate games and stuff. I wasn't much for video games. But anyhow.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, this is another movie based on a video game. This one's called Uncharted. Oh. And it stars Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg from Boogie Nights and Ted fame, Spider-Man or Tom Holland, I think is his real name.
Yeah, and the Funky Bunch. Let's not forget the Funky Bunch.
The Funky Bunch, yeah. Well, I think it was more about Marky Mark and those underpants, really. Tom Holland was also in The Impossible a few years ago. Sophia Ali, who was in a movie I talked about a couple of weeks ago, she's also in this film. She's also been seen in Grey's Anatomy and India Sweets and Spices. Remember that one film I talked about a couple of weeks ago?
I do, yes. Yeah,
Tati Gabrielle appears in this one. She was in the TV, like The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina in The 100. And Antonio Banderas of Zorro and Desperado fame pops up as
Let's not forget Spy Kids as well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, I mean
that's my favourite trilogy.
Yes, well, you're about the right age group for Spy Kids, aren't you? Yeah, he pops up as the cardboard cutout villain in this one. This one's directed by Ruben Fleischer, who's made movies like Zombieland, Double Tap, Venom, and Gangster Squad. And this film appears to have been written by committee or some sort of algorithm. Mm. But like I said, based on the popular video game, Uncharted is the story of Nathan Drake, played by Tom Holland, a streetwise hustler who's also an orphan who wonders what became of his long-lost brother. He gets recruited by Victor Sully Sullivan, played by Mark Wahlberg, to help him find Magellan's gold, as he believes that Nathan has the abilities and maybe some of the clues to help him in his quest. Look, standing in their way, of course, is the diabolical villain Santiago Moncada, played by Banderas. That name could only have come from a video game. And his ruthless henchwoman Braddock, played by Tati Gabrielle. Another fly in the ointment is freelance treasure hunter Chloe Fraser, played by Sophia Ali. She's a woman with a very strange British accent. I think this might be some sort of nod to Lara Croft, perhaps.
Okay.
Did you ever play Tomb Raider?
With my friend Jonah. Oh, I did.
Good. Look, there've been plenty of films based on video games. Like there've been three Tomb Raiders. There's been Pikachu, Monster Hunter, Mortal Kombat, Rampage, Resident Evil, Street Fighter, Double Dragon, Assassin's Creed, just to name a few. And apart from Resident Evil, I can't really think of a really good one. Are most memorable for being truly awful, or you just struggle to remember them at all? I confess I actually had to go to IMDb to come up with this list. I have seen a few of these films, but I had to scratch my head.
Prince of Persia?
Yes.
Famously awful.
Yeah, another one there. Yeah, definitely awful and unmemorable. And while this film with its two bankable leads may go on to spawn a franchise, I'm sure it will end up in the latter unmemorable category. Whilst the film is called Uncharted, it plots a very familiar course. If you have seen movies like Tomb Raider or Sahara or Romancing the Stone or Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is actually bloody good, which does get at least two references in the dialogue and probably a few more. But of course, this film isn't nearly as original, fun or interesting as any of the ones I just mentioned, though Sahara wasn't particularly good. Tom Holland recently said that he was exhausted making this film, as his previous action films, he could rely on CGI because Spider-Man's always wearing a mask. But the two largest set-piece action sequences in this film are so CGI-heavy, they could be sequences from, I don't know, a video game, perhaps? If I was being kind of crude, I'd describe Uncharted as sort of like Tomb Raider without boobs, or possibly Tomb Raider with dudes. Yes, there are two prominent female characters in this film, but the main takeaway viewers will get from this one is that you can always rely on a woman to double-cross you. What a good lesson for a 13-year-old boy that will probably be the main audience for this film. Pretty terrible, actually. Uncharted is only rated PG-13, which becomes pretty obvious when a couple of characters do get dispatched with knives and barely a drop of blood flows. Mm. You're like, one person gets their, throat cut and you just go,
what's happened there? Kind of ridiculous. Look, there are some hints of chemistry between Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, and Tom Holland literally does throw himself into the role, but at times you get the feeling that Mark Wahlberg is kind of just phoning his performance in and counting his money as he sort of just goes through the motions, as does Antonio Banderas does as well. Not surprisingly, most of the characters in this film seem to be little more than two-dimensional pixelated objects moving across a screen rather than fully fleshed out humans. Though the course of this franchise is set, it will take you only to places that you have been before, and you'll probably need a map, a compass, and maybe a shovel to find any real entertainment in Uncharted. I was really unmoved by Uncharted. It's definitely not worth its weight in gold.
Thank you very much, Michael. I suppose it's always going to be tough, isn't it, when you try to make a movie out of a video game, because what video games have, they've got a loose narrative, they've got a loose plot, but that's essentially just to facilitate fighting. Do you know what I mean? In all of these types of films, that's what it is. Do you know what I mean? Battling a boss at the end or whatever it is, which if you're using that as what's going to create the narrative out of it, it's always going to be pretty thinly veiled.
Exactly. I think it's also up to the player's imagination as well. Yeah. Whereas like in a film, obviously the story has been predetermined.
Yes.
That the player / viewer has no choice. They just have to go with what the committee or the algorithm have decided the plot is going to be.
That's exactly right. And it works the other way. You can make plenty of video games out of films because you've only got to pick and choose from the narrative, and then you can do whatever you want because no one's there to watch it. They're just there to play it, like GoldenEye.
It's one of the best video games ever.
Yeah, it's a ripper. Yeah. Absolute ripper. I liked The Warriors growing up. They made a video game for The Warriors, you know, the 85 cult classic, which that film I love as well, despite the dry acting. And it's an unbelievable narrative. It's really cool. And when I went to Coney Island in New York, I was pretty sick as well. My mate and I reenacted a couple of scenes. There may have been a couple of drinks involved, but we did feel the need to reenact scenes on the beach there.
The Warriors came out to play, did they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we had the beer bottles to facilitate. But anyway, we won't go into that. But yeah, I don't know. It was probably always going to be a shocker, and it seems to have turned out as much. Though, if you're in the age bracket and that's of interest, it might do it for you.
But there have been a couple of pretty ordinary video games based on movies too, like the E.T. fiasco is famous.
I'm not aware of that.
Just look up the E.T. video game and you'll
I'll get it.
You'll get it.
Alrighty. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Michael.
Pleasure.